What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Welcome to another episode of Strictly Business, the podcast in which we speak with some of the brightest minds working in the media business today. I'm Andrew Wallenstein with Variety. Kevin Hart has got to be one of the busiest people in showbiz. In addition to appearing in a steady stream of movies, TV shows, and more, he also owns a company with dozens of active projects across a wide range of platforms and media. But because Hart can't be everywhere at once, he turns to my next guest to oversee his operation. Ty Randolph is the CEO of Heartbeat. Get it? And she's with us today to walk us through Hart's empire. We'll be back with her in just a moment.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
And we're back with Ty Randolph, the producing partner to Kevin Hart and the many, many projects he's overseeing through his Heartbeat company. Thanks for joining us, Ty.
Thanks for having me. Such a great way to start the morning.
Sure. So I'll have you know you are the 257th podcast we've done at Strictly Business. And I tell you that because the very first one we did 4.5 years ago was with a gentleman by the name of Kevin Hart. And so I'm curious, after all this time, over these past 4.5 years, what has it been like watching the growth of the production side of what he does. Because when we first talked about it with him, it seemed like something that was kind of almost besides the point in terms of his career. And now it's quite an empire.
It's really interesting that you referenced the 4.5 year mark. I have been in Kevin's ecosystem for about 5.5 years. It'll be 6 in April of next year, in April 2023. The 4.5 year reference point is really significant because that was around the time that Kevin launched Laugh Out Loud with Lionsgate. It was a joint venture, and it was one of the entities that would be merged into what is now Heartbeat. And I think it marked a real entrepreneurial evolution in his career. He had Heartbeat Productions, and that was the banner through which he was producing his stand-up specials, and, you know, had a really interesting theatrical debut with Night School. That film was produced for about $20 million and went on to gross over $100 million in the box office. And so there was this commercial success, and he was in the film. There was this entrepreneurial hustle around producing and even financing his earlier stand-up specials. But Laugh Out Loud was really going into a business partnership with a studio, and it was a different way of doing business. It was also very future focused. The goal was to create the future of comedy, as we used to discuss it, and create a platform for new
small
creators.
Small ambition.
Right. We have an even smaller one now. At Heartbeat, we talk about existing to keep the world laughing together. So just the whole globe.
Okay.
You know, so it was very ambitious, but what we realized in targeting, you know, sort of like youth audiences and a really multicultural global audience was that having a single destination for us and our proposition wouldn't really fully fulfill that ambition of creating the future of comedy. So around 2019, early 2020, you know, Kevin, we architected a deal with Lionsgate that saw Kevin buying out the majority of their interest and really taking this independent. And when we moved the team from Lionsgate to Encino, a really different culture was born. He had these two enterprises literally, you know, under the same roof, and the synergy and the opportunity started to snowball. On the Laugh Out Loud side, we brought on NBCU as an investor, the Peacock NBCU. And we got into television and the team grew, and then the commercial traction grew. We were profitable upon carve out, and we would go on to double revenue year over year for the next couple of years. Later that year, so later in the year in March, Kevin asked me, later in 2020, I was already COO of Laugh Out Loud. Kevin came and asked me to expand my role to Heartbeat as well. So we set up the shared services entity in between, and I started to oversee the business operations and strategy for both orgs. And then again, we were small at the time, you know, about a dozen employees at both companies, a dozen each. So, you know, around 20 something employees. And both were having banner years. You know, on the Heartbeat production side, we had partnered with Netflix on the feature side and had a multi-picture deal there for Kevin. And then, you know, this overall on the film side. So we were seeing tremendous traction on the Laugh Out Loud side. We were partnering with Peacock to create some really amazing viral hits. Our brand partnerships business was growing.
What was the rationale for bringing these companies together?
You know, it was very clear that independently, these were interesting organizations. Together, though, we had already assembled under our hood the capability and the personnel to really make, market, and monetize any type of comedic IP we could imagine. And so we were simply stronger together. It was a, you know, in our belief, 1 + 1 = you know, 1 billion or more proposition. And that was, you know, sort of the thesis for the merger. The other, you know, sort of just logistically, we were growing into each other's backyard, right? Heartbeat had been television and film. Laugh Out Loud was starting to do a lot more on the television side. Heartbeat was getting into more brand partnerships. Both had audio relationships and imprint. So, you know, they're just, it didn't make any sense to keep those things separate. But also when we combined all of those assets and that team, all of a sudden it was just sort of like really impressive platform, right? When we looked across the ecosystem at the talent relationships that we had, the commercial partnerships that we had, and just the expertise that was in the organization, it all made sense. So that happened in July, 2021. We merged the company within the next, you know, 5.5 months. So we lifted the curtain on Heartbeat, the combined entity, on January of 2022. And then we would go on to further capitalize the company through a $100 million cash infusion from a private equity group, Abry Partners, and we closed that deal at the end of April 2022.
And what did you sell Abry on? Why were they ready to invest at quite a big level?
Yeah. So, you know, one, we sold them on the idea that we are a mission-driven company, right? Like our mission is to keep the world laughing together. So there was this big unifying idea and purpose that really set us apart in the industry. We also had not only the number one comedian, and that's not from a subjective standpoint, but by, you know, pretty much every commercial measure, you know, at the helm. So there was no one more qualified to, you know, pursue that endeavor than him and to execute on that. We just had really solid case studies about how impactful he had been and how impactful the company had been. When we went in, we had doubled revenue from 2020 to 2021 as a combined entity, if we look back. And we were on track to do so again in that year that we were closing, which was 2022, we went on to fulfill that, right? So post-close, we went on to deliver on those goals that we projected. And so it was just a solid commercial organization. We were lean and nimble, really hardworking, but also very focused on the bottom line. And I think that combination of big ambition, but bottom line focus was what did it.
But I'm curious, you know, when you sell a private equity company and the idea of, you know, conquering the comedy world, as you know, comedy's a tough business right now in film. Kevin's probably one of the few draws left, and it's not easier anywhere else. So what makes you guys so confident you could sort of succeed in a place where there's plenty of failure?
We don't fashion ourselves a comedy company, right? We're an entertainment company. Remember, I said our mission was to keep the world laughing together. But the focus there is together. Laughter, which is at the core of what we do, not everything that we do, right? In truth, and few people know this just because Kevin is at the helm, but around 70% of our projects are comedic, right? That are currently in market. When you look to the year ahead and the years ahead, you see that ratio. Still having that comedy is the focus in the majority. But what happens outside of comedy and connected to comedy at the intersections of comedy and culture, comedy and sports, comedy and you name it, you know, start to grow. What we do is program with humor, heart, and heat.
Well, I think another big opportunity is companies like yours in general in the past few years have been attracting a ton of investment there. I think it's, you know, the explosion of the streaming world and all the selling opportunities that that creates has made companies like Heartbeat so hot. You've gotten this infusion from private equity. Could you guys eventually sell to a high bidder, or is this something where, you know, Kevin is going to stay in control as long as he wants to?
Really good question. You know, with what one of the things that I've been really impressed by is just Kevin's entrepreneurial acumen, you know, not just with Heartbeat, but he has other ventures outside of the entertainment space. And while he is the consummate entertainer, you know, he's also the consummate entrepreneurial. So this is a commercial endeavor. It's one that's fueled by passion, but this is not a vanity project where, you know, he or any of the management team and are sitting around and saying, you know, we do stuff only because we want to, and we're not focused on, you know, the commercialization of the business. In fact, you know, our business is actually, and not for Kevin, but the business of Heartbeat is actually much larger than the brand of Heartbeat right now. So, you know, one of my big objectives going into this next year is to really let our audiences, our content buyers, consumers, you know, co-creators know everything that's under the hood and everything that the company is capable of and is doing, and make sure that attribution happens, because it's a really significant business and it's one that's scaling. In terms of, you know, sort of the long-term plan, we are trying to grow, and we will grow, the healthiest business possible.
And I say that because we want to maximize, you know, profit, we want to maximize potential, but maximize optionality. You know, I think we want to keep advancing this vision to keep the world laughing together. And that could take lots of different forms in terms of how that is executed, but also in terms of what the ownership structure, what the cap table looks like.
We're going to be right back with more with Ty Randolph, CEO of Heartbeat.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
We are back with Ty Randolph, who works very closely with one Kevin Hart on the company known as Heartbeat. Ty, I got to ask, I mean, what is it like working with a Kevin Hart who, I mean, obviously he's a hardworking guy, but he's, you know, he's off shooting stuff and there's all the things he's doing in front of the camera. How active is he really in, you know, running things alongside yourself?
Unbelievably active. I don't, it's hard to articulate because you would have to assume that he has more hours in his day, and I'm not convinced that he does not. But, you know, he is one. So there's this before, you know, before our merger, the two companies on the Heartbeat side, our logo was this sort of echocardiogram, right? Like a pulse going through a heart. And on Laugh Out Loud, it was LOL with an exclamation point. And I think those two symbols really represent the role that Kevin plays in the organization. So one, he's the pulse, right? He's the heartbeat of it, pun intended. And so we get our pace, our passion, our persistence from him. The energy that you see, and I think anyone who's met him in on set or, you know, in business capacity, you know, there's a sort of like kinetic vibe, right? Like, and it's pretty infectious. So that's the energy that he sort of seeds through the organization. And it really sparks a hunger to win and a belief that all things are possible.
I get it. He's the real deal. So you mentioned branding is a big priority for the coming year. I know also you guys are looking towards expanding your experiential business. What is that going to look like?
Yeah. So, you know, back to that mission, keeping the world laughing together, there is a big global demand for comedy in particular on the live event space. Now that, you know, we've figured out, at least, you know, for now, the world over is relatively open. And so Kevin has been seeing on his personal tour, just a wild demand for tickets, selling out, you know, just about everywhere, multiple shows in cities. People want to connect, right? They want to be together again. They want that high impact entertainment. And so we really drafted off of that next year. And so, you know, we'll be rolling out global experiences in Africa, Europe. We'll be activating domestically in ways that are obvious to us in a, you know, sort of like both big and intimate comedic experience, but also really honing in on that comedy and culture piece, right? So everything that the Heartbeat brand represents. So comedy, our intersections with music and sports, but also in some areas, a B2B and industry component to it, where there'll be a thought leadership component in some of these markets where we'll bring, you know, really bright minds across the industry, whether it's entertainment or creativity and technology, around sort of, you know, business opportunities. So we're really excited about that from a consumer engagement perspective, but also a brand building perspective, right? You know, the experiential side of our business is a really big way to advance the Heartbeat brand globally.
You guys have like 70 different projects in development. What are the priorities for 2023? Are there any big releases we should be expect from Heartbeat?
Well, I mean, we're really excited that we're continuing, you know, with some of our existing franchises, you know, whether they be branded or television or film. So, you know, we're working on, we just wrapped production on our next installment of our Die Hard franchise with Roku, or we're in the final stages of production for that, or post-production. You know, we'll see Cold as Balls come back again. Like I said, it's the internet's favorite sports show, and we still have a lot of fun doing it. You know, there's audio expansion on our business. We'll be rolling out new audio properties with, you know, that aren't Kevin, with some really unique and exciting voices, both in podcast and radio, and really expanding the footprint for that business. We've got some really exciting audio books lined up via our, you know, deal with Audible. We'll have a new film project that I can't say much about coming out with Netflix next year. Peacock, NBCU, who's a really deep partner of ours. There's a big slate and pipeline there, unscripted, scripted, across the board. So it's been really, really robust for us. And in terms of just overall priorities outside of project, our unscripted business, you know, we're really leaning into and looking to create buzzier formats, and continue down the path that we've been on. There's a project that we're working on right now with Nick Cannon that was actually inspired by a prank, those prank mechanisms that he and Kevin had going back and forth. And so now you'll see that come to life in a new format on television.
And I know you've got something important to you coming up at the Sundance Film Festival, the return of the Women Right Now franchise. Tell me a bit about how that came together, what it is.
So, you know, at Heartbeat, we pride ourselves on our commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I'm really proud of the composition of the company. We are, at current day, we are 72% people of color. And I say that sometimes and people feel like we're over-indexing, but actually the world is 80% people of color. So it's a very kind of reflective organization in that way. We are at this moment 53% women. Again, the world is 51%. And so, you know, it's really important for us to, you know, provide opportunity and create a real meritocracy across the board. That said, you do that by recognizing that everyone could do better. There's always opportunity and rooms to improve. So one of the places, you know, that I was particularly attuned to was the idea that comedy can feel like a boys club, right? And comedy writers' rooms in particular can feel that way. And then when you double drill down and you say, well, how many Black women get in those places? All of a sudden, we've narrowed down on this very specific insight, right? Where there's this very, you know, significant disparity, and we were and are uniquely positioned to action and improve that reality. So we, based on that insight, came up with a program called Women Right Now. We co-founded it with Sundance Institute. So it's a partnership with them. And, you know, the idea was see something, say something, but also do something about it. So We put up our own money at Heartbeat and said, we're going to launch this program in partnership with Sundance. We went to Sundance because, you know, there's no organization that cares for and cultivates artists better. And we wanted a no barrier to entry program. So there are no fees to participate. If you're a Black woman and you can write, if you write us an original short, we read it no matter how many submissions that we get. And, you know, that was nearly 1,000 last year. And so we narrowed that down to 3 who go through the program, these 3 fellows, and they get this really immersive experience with Heartbeat executives and creatives, Sundance Institute program, you know, administrators and creatives. But also we bring together this community, and we had folks from AMC and Peacock and most of the talent agencies and publicists and wonderful showrunners and writers who really spent 2 weeks with these women going through this immersive program to really get their project from script to screen. And then because when you start to do good, that snowballs, right? We found an opportunity to, you know, help solve another challenge. And this was said, I got to give Jeff Flanagan, our chief distribution officer, the credit for actioning this. He said, yeah, you know, writers have a tough time, but I've noticed that Black women in film actresses have a harder time making the transition from acting to directing, right? And so we pair these writers with first-time directors who are actresses, and then we produce these films for them with this a significant budget. And so they're helmed by our Heartbeat production team. We put real money into the programs, and then we take them all to Sundance to exhibit their work. They all get first looks with Heartbeat, and we'll be announcing more about, you know, what happens with the fellows in terms of distribution. But in the last cycle, all the films were distributed on Peacock, thanks to our partnership with NBC Universal. Chase Sapphire came on to underwrite the program, and so they allowed us to do so much more with them. And then, you know, one of the writers received a blind script deal from Universal last cycle, and we've got some really interesting distribution and commercial opportunities lined up for them this year.
Well, it sounds like this could be a real growth year, not just for that program, but for Heartbeat in general and yourself. And so, Ty, thanks for coming on. Wishing you a great 2023.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
This has been another episode of Strictly Business. Tune in next week for another helping of scintillating conversation with media movers and shakers. And please make sure you subscribe to the podcast to hear future episodes. Also, leave a review in Apple Podcasts and let us know how we're doing.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.